A person who has commitment of character continues during tough times. Other people quit during tough times. And the person with a commitment character wins. The other person just whines. So we need to develop our character. In order to do that, let's look at God. Let's look at His Word. Galatians 5:22 is a beautiful picture of the human character that we can develop. The fullness of our character. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. When you look at these fruits of the Spirit, these are things that can be developed in our life as we trust God, as we act on His Word, when situations arise. It's what you do when situations arise that tells the world who you are and who I am. And so we look at Galatians 5:16, and it says, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh fights against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, that you cannot do the things you would. What's the solution? The next verse, verse 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. We want to be led by the Spirit. We want to give way and yield to the Holy Spirit. We want to say, fill me to overflowing, Holy Spirit. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He anoints my head with oil. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. I like what one person said. He fills us up for ourselves, and the overflow is for the world. There's a lot of Holy Spirit to be had, so we can be led by the Spirit and not be under the law. The works of the flesh are these. They're adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. That's just wild, out of control flesh stuff. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such the like. He said, man, if you're going to do this, I'm going to tell you one thing. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. We want the kingdom of God. We want the kingdom of God. We want to see the lame walk, the blind see. We want to see our families restored, marriages put back together, children serving God, and people on fire for heaven and fulfilling the call of God on their life. The kingdom of God manifesting is God's ability in our midst. You can't heal the sick. You can't raise the dead. You can't fix everything, and you can't find enough money in a fish's mouth to pay your taxes, but God can. That's the kingdom of God, man. And so the kingdom of God can defy the laws of nature. That's what a miracle is. It's a divine intervention in the natural course of things. And God can do these great things if we'll give Him our attention. But if we walk in the flesh, we don't inherit the kingdom of God. But I'll tell you what, if we walk in the character of the king of the kingdom, praise the Lord, then we inherit the kingdom of God. And the character of the king is what we want in our life. And this love, this joy, this peace, this long-suffering, this gentleness, this goodness, this faithfulness, this meekness, this temperance, that is the character of the king of the kingdom. Let's look at some scriptures seeing the characteristics of God. These are characteristics of God. God lives like this. This is who He is. This is who we can be. Love. 1 John 4:8, the Bible said, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:16, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Boy, God's nothing more than He is love. God is love. That's amazing. And that agape, that selfless giving, amen, that doesn't count. You know, I'm not looking for something for me. I'm just living to be a blessing. And that's what needs to be in our life. So many people that hold on to things. It's amazing to me why more people don't have arthritis. They're so stiff in their personality and they're stingy in their giving, because they haven't learned to let go and just live, walk in love and walk with God and let God be king. So one of the characteristics of the kingdom, of the king of the kingdom, is love. And that can be our characteristic too. Another one is joy. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Whose joy is it? It's God's. The joy of the Lord's my strength. Joy comes from a relationship. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You got to have some joy in order to rejoice. So joy is a characteristic of the kingdom of God, is a characteristic of the king of the kingdom of God. And so we need to have that joy in our life. We've got it. If you're born again, you just got to turn it loose. Peace, cessation of againstness. The war is over. I have peace with God. We are walking.